In Northwest News on KNKX, Seattle leaders are taking criticism for the way the city disbands camps of homeless people clustered along highways or deep in wooded parks. 88.5's Will James reports the city council is stepping into the debate.
Four city council members are proposing a law that would make it harder for the city to remove illegal camps of homeless people. They're responding to critics who say the way the city sweeps through these camps and throws away shelters and belongings is disorganized and inhumane. Councilmember Kashama Sawant is among those who want to end the practice.
Rather than providing shelter and housing, the city is spending literally millions of dollars on moving homeless people from one street corner to the next, increasing their hardship and not solving the problem.
But the closer you get to these encampments, the thornier the issue gets. Residents of Seattle's Chinatown International District say homeless camps have made their community less safe. David Leong is president of the neighborhood's Chamber of Commerce.
We have a lot of silent victims, and that's especially a lot of the seniors. They can't protect themselves. They're 80 and 90 years old. They offer food, and some of the folks say, well, we don't want food. We want your money.
Advocates for homeless people say it's unfair to equate homelessness with crime. The proposed law says that if a campsite isn't dangerous, the city can only remove it after giving residents 30 days' notice and offering alternative housing. The city council is scheduled to take up the proposal again at a committee meeting September 14th. Will James, 88.5 News.